Hey, what's up, everybody? It's another episode of the D-Start Show. What's going on with you, Joy?
Man, nothing much. I'm chilling, boy. I'm chilling. Hello, can you hear me?
Hey, boy. Hey, man. Yeah, I hear you.
Hey, man,
I got a listener letter today.
Okay.
Go ahead.
No, I was just finna say I'm chilling, but I see Calvin got in. What's going on, Calvin?
What's up with you?
Hey, man, I got this listener letter today, man. And if I can't get all the way through it, I'm going to send it to somebody else where they can read it, man. But I didn't send it out to the group because
I told you, dude, just take your time.
I wanted everybody to goddamn hear this at one time, you know what I'm saying? So normally we don't start the show off like this with a listener letter, but this one right here, man, when it hit the email, I was like, I'm not going to even send it to the group. I'm going to read it on the show. Soon I get it. So, hey, we're going to start off tonight with a listener letter. We're not going to spend a whole lot of time because tonight we're going to get y'all 1 hour show. We out. So, it starts off, should I stay or should I go? It said, what's up, D-Start Show? My name is Anita, and I have a question I would like to ask you all. Well, I have been with my boyfriend for 2 years, and we just decided to move in together. Because we plan on getting married next year. Now, he said, we plan on getting married next year. She said, now we, he said, he's a good man and his sex is great. It's the best I ever had. But I have one problem with him. He said, I have been washing clothes and have seen shit stains in his underwear.
Mm-hmm.
Like he has washing his ass. He got mad the other day and told me, I am the shit. I can get any girl I want. And it took everything in me to not to say, I know you the shit.
You the shit,
because I seen it in your underwear. He said, how do I talk to him about this? I hate to hurt his feelings. He said, I have tried to leave wipes in the bathroom, but he just won't open. Please help me with this.
Leave that man. Like, what? Excuse me? I feel like that's a basic necessity, is to be with somebody and know how to wipe their ass. Like, what?
Yeah, you too grown for that. You too grown for that. And then you want to get smart when I'm trying to help you out. And you're going to tell me you the shit, all right? Shitty booty ass.
Yeah, definitely shitty booty. That's
crazy. Hey, I had to jump off and jump back on like 32 times. I don't know why. I ain't going to lie. I think these iPhones ain't it for me. I might switch back to Android.
You find any excuse to go back to that Android.
Listen, but these iPhones, they cheap. But they cheaply made. But I ain't going to get into it. What was the listening letter about, man? I'm sorry.
Her boyfriend of 2 years has shit stains in his drawers.
She tried to tell him about it. That boy like boys. That's probably what that is right there.
He got loose booty because he like boys.
I mean, why else would you?
Because he don't know how to wipe his ass.
Oh, nah, bro. Oh, nah.
Hey, Kevin, what's your opinion, dog?
I don't got no opinion.
He needs to learn how to wipe his ass, and that ain't your job. That was a job for his mammy, and she failed.
I ain't going to lie. I don't think he doing the bending. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah. Hey, I'm not. Short, I'm not going to say your name on air, but just in case he listens to the show with you, man. But, boy, look here. Hey. You heard it from everybody. They said, hey, look, don't even.
You getting bent over.
Is he a bigger guy? Did she state if he was like a big guy or something? Maybe.
You know how to wipe your ass. Like,
maybe he having trouble reaching back there. I'm just trying to
lose the weight.
Have trouble.
Lose the weight.
You need to do.
Here you go.
Pull your cheeks apart. Anything, honestly.
I was going to give him some instructions. You know, big people, they got to get up off the toilet and bend over. And then.
Do what you got to do. It's hard.
That's why I asked it to specify, because maybe he could start doing that. Like, maybe you need to, like, grab the wipe, bend over, spread them, wipe front to back.
Pause, man. Okay.
She said she had the wipes in the bathroom. He never cracked them open. So what she?
Yeah, because he ain't take the hint with his goofy ass. That just pissed me off.
Not really. Bruh. Yeah, leave his ass. The basic necessity of dating is that you date somebody and know how to wipe their ass.
Damn.
Because is that even a question?
How y'all having sex? It's dang when y'all have sex.
Oh, hey, yeah, they just moved in. So you know she ain't, they just moved in together.
You know she ain't sucking no peen because your face is way too close to his asshole at that point.
Oh my,
oh my God. I'm think about it.
I would.
Hey, hey, but all I'm saying is it sounds pretty suspicious to me. It sounds pretty suspicious, number one, because everybody know what sweat feel like between your booty cheeks, and that make me uncomfortable sometimes. You mean to tell me that you leave and poop between them jokers and it don't feel a little uncomfortable?
And it don't start itching?
There ain't no way, but I don't think he doing the bending. That's all I'm going to say, man.
Ew. Well, ma'am, I hope you leave that man and find you somebody know how to wipe their ass.
For real, man. All right, man, we're going to move on from that. But hey, girl, we can't help you on that. Hey, man, what's going on in entertainment?
In entertainment, we got one of these celebrity babies on the loose. We got King Harris in the news again. He went on live at a Falcons game. The Falcons were doing a 50 years of hip hop halftime show. So his dad was performing. So he was at the game with his parents, and they made a joke about how he was always at his grandma's house. And y'all know that King keep trying to be a thug. Why? We have no idea. But they made a joke about how he was sucking on a pacifier till he was 12, and he started yelling at his dad about how he stand on business. And his mama told him to chill out because it was getting way too serious, and he got in his mama's face, pushed her, and T.I. choked his ass up. And he said, yeah, you can't do nothing with me, boy, and choked his ass up smooth like a dad should. So
I seen a post on the internet that said, hey, what shoes do y'all wear when y'all stand on business?
Man, black Air Force Ones for sure. Black Air Force Ones standing on business. So that's really what's trending right now, is everybody keep talking about standing on business because of King.
Hey,
so how y'all feel about that? Y'all think T.I. should have choked him up?
I mean, I don't know what happened to Nakiva, bro. She in the chat. I thought she was in the thing. But, I mean, bro, honestly, with the whole generation of kids being disrespectful, like I was telling Jada the other day, I said, bro, my grandmother said some real embarrassing things about me, but I don't even be pressed because it's like, I could go there. I could go there with most people because most people got some embarrassing stuff on them. But it's like, your parents, bro, like they just alpha or off bat. You know what I'm saying? Your parents going to embarrass you. It's just what they do.
Yeah. And I feel like it's just no respect, honestly. Like, well, not respect from the parents. It's just you got to take a joke, to be honest. And I know most people don't want to be the butt of jokes. But for you to get that upset and raise up at your mama and push her, and then, like, I feel like T.I. did the right thing. Like, you don't allow your son to disrespect his mama in front of you, or just period. Yeah. So I feel like he defended him as he should have.
The crazy thing about it, though, King, I ain't trying to jump in that bit, but if he was sucking on a pacifier till he was 12, if it was indeed true, and I'm not saying it is or it ain't, I mean, ain't that a reflection on the parenting?
So what they were saying was, is that, so you remember King was in the media for saying that T.I. and Tiny didn't raise him. He was raised by his grandma. But what it seems to be is that you've ever seen a kid that, like, all they want to do is go to their grandparents' house all the time. Like, Aiden is the same way. Aiden just...
Yeah, because grandparents going to spoil you. They going to let you do what you want.
Rules. You get to basically do anything you want. So that's what King was basically saying. Like, he was at his grandma's house his whole life. And he was always over there. He spent majority of his time over there. But in reality, it was that they was letting him go with his grandma because that's where he wanted to go. He kept asking, kept begging, would cry, scream, holler. So what Tiny
they also said was, he used to hold his breath until he turned red.
Until he went, yeah. So they let him go. And not like to go live, but like literally like getting up in the morning and I want to go to my grandma's house today and sending him over there for the day or whatever. Or sending him over there for the summer. I mean, that's nothing wrong with that. That happens. That's what kids want to do. But what I will say is that most grandparents don't follow the rules of the parents. So, I mean,
you're right.
To say 12, he was sucking on a pacifier at 12, I hope that's an exaggeration. But to be sucking on a pacifier longer than he should have, I could see a grandparent doing that. Because we be trying to take that pacifier soon as hell, and they be feeling like, no, they need the comfort, let them have it. So, I mean, it don't sound far-fetched. It just sounds like an exaggerated age, though.
And then not on no racist shit, you know, tiny mama white. You know, white kids do that all the time.
Man, she's a white woman from goddamn Atlanta. She's black.
Yeah, she's not giving white lady.
She ain't giving white lady at all.
I think I'm sorry, I jumped in the conversation kind of at the end, but I'm just going to give my little 2 cents on the situation. I think T.I. was indeed correct. I mean, first of all, King has been going down like a sketchy path over the last couple of years anyway, you know, having altercations with people. And it's like, okay, yeah, you in the limelight, but I'm still your dad, regardless of who you grew up with, what you did, you know what I'm saying? You've been well taken care of your whole life. Who you talking to like that? You know what I'm saying? So sometimes you gotta let a kid know, like, you can't do nothing with me. Like,
yeah, like, you gotta
ain't no mystery in my history.
Oh, folks. Sorry. I ain't mean to y'all.
I'm just saying, ain't no mystery in my history.
He
did.
That's what he said. See, I got the wordplay. He said, ain't no mystery in my history. And I'm saying, you messing with your daddy that was really out there thugging and bugging in Atlanta, getting gun charges and other types of shit. Like, stop playing with your daddy.
And be lucky it's your daddy doing it and not these people on the street that I guess we're already in social media, but I did just see on the Shade Room that he did release a statement saying, like, I don't think I'm a tough guy, I'm not a thug, I'm not a gangster, but I was, like, you know, at my grandma's house and kind of being around older people, you know, my dad did instill in me not to stand on business and not to let nobody, like, play with me. I was always the smallest one in my class. He was like, so I do stand on business. But I was just like, I think it might have also been not a publicity stunt, but he just came out with a new song with, like, lyrics that are similar to what's been going on. And they performed it together, and it's on the Shade Room. So I ain't saying it was a stage, but I'm saying it kind of fell together at the right moment if it wasn't.
I really think he was just embarrassed like anybody else would be, like at a family gathering. Like, he felt like, why did y'all just say that in front of all of these people? That wasn't funny. And it just went too far. But it's like, yeah, your daddy told you to stand on business, but not up against your parents like that. Like, they didn't do nothing to put you in harm's way. It was a joke. So why are you raising up at your parents?
I think that little boy just wanna. He just, you know how you go through your phase where you kind of think, you know, you smelling yourself. I think he just going through that little stage where he smelling himself. He think this is what it is. And T.I. politely put him back in his place and let him know, you can't do nothing with me. I love that line. Like, that's, yeah. I'm gonna start quoting it. Like, it ain't, you can't do nothing with me. Like, I don't know what you thought this was, what you thought you was gonna do. You can't do nothing with me. You know, just put him in a quick headlock. And boys need that sometimes. Like, calm yourself down. Remember who you talked to. Remember who taught you. You know what I'm saying? I think it was good parenting, if you ask me, but hey.
I'd have to agree. It was great parenting. So good job, T.I. and Tiny, for snatching y'all kid up.
One of the things that I got, I mean, and I'm not saying that they ain't wrong or nothing, but I think that there's always a time and a place for everything.
Mm-hmm. They was at the crib, wasn't they?
No, they was not at the crib.
The
oh, they was at the Falcons game.
Yeah,
there's a time.
50th anniversary of hip-hop.
Well, you show it, then where you get it, though.
But now, nah, see, this like this the thing.
Yelling, they would have just ignored him and told him to calm down. But he literally raised up at his mama and walked up on her.
I think, so, bro, this the thing, bro. In a public space, I'm not for the whole cooning around, because that's how people already see black people as being violent, aggressive, not having no couth or decorum and shit like that. So me personally, I think that it could have been handled.
What would you have done
in a different space? I don't know what I would have done at the moment, but I don't think that I would have resulted to getting violent, especially in such a public space with me.
It's
being
not
such
like
a public
I don't
figure.
Think it's like he like he's not like he beat him up though. You know, he
first of all, if you get slapped or you get choked, is it still violence?
I feel like he grabbed him up to let him know, like, hey, chill out. And
a whooping is violent.
Address I mean, the whole like having decorum thing, because for one, I hate when we talk about having decorum as if white people don't be brawling at football games and baseball games over dumb shit.
I'm not saying that they don't be. I'm saying that the image painted us of us a lot of the time is that image. You know what I'm saying?
Image ourselves. We keep talking about it.
But that's what I'm saying.
We don't discipline our kids and we let them do whatever. I think he did what was definitely necessary at the time. Falcons game or not, you a parent when you a parent. Now, it ain't like he beat them down, stumped them out, choked them out. He put them in a quick look, get up off of me, because this ain't that. Now, what if he would have let him keep going and that would have caused a bigger, like, debacle? You know what I'm saying? Let me put you in this quick little lay down, go to sleep, and we're going to keep on going. You know what I'm saying? It's levels and it's aligned to everything. I agree with D. Where you act up, where you show out at is where you gonna get it at. And what about on the flip side, if he didn't step in, he would have been called or could have been labeled as a bad parent for letting him disrespect his mom, disrespect the game that was going on. Y'all in a place, somebody has to step in and correct him.
Like I said, in my opinion, I think that stuff that goes on within the family, even if it's in a public space, should be handled in private. And one of the things that we talked about on the last show, and I'm gonna reference this, with the whole Keke Palmer situation, that meant her baby daddy got disrespected in public. So he addressed it in public, you know what I'm saying? But then we said, oh, nah, they should have handled that privately. So my thinking, that's not different. That's the same thing.
No, it's definitely different because you discipline your kid. You can't discipline me as your woman.
First of all, I you know, I ain't even finna get into it because I'm going to trigger y'all.
Yeah, let's change the topic.
You feel me? Because y'all don't want to hear that anyway.
We got one more thing in social media, and then we're going to jump into our topic because we're supposed to keep it at an hour.
Hey, but let me say this about the whole social media situation. I'm talking about the whole Nardo Wick situation, bro.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if y'all saw the video. I seen the video, and I'm really just shocked that any type of violence towards like a fan of yours. And I'm not for idolizing celebrities. I don't think that people should do it. I think that people should pick better role models. Like if your role model is a singer or an actor or whoever, you should probably pick a better role model or a more productive role model at that. Secondly, they hit that man so hard the first time it didn't look like he was gonna be able to stand on his own. Then they hit him again and his head hit the ground pretty hard. I said, but ain't no way.
Yeah, he ended
because
up
he wanted a picture. That's what I'm saying. But like what are you doing?
But he didn't from the video again, he didn't even do anything wrong. This is what happens when y'all remember the baby had his bodyguard. And his bodyguard was just knocking motherfuckers out for even just walking around. And it's like, when you don't have properly trained bodyguards or security to de-escalate situations or to just move people around, they immediately resort to violence, and that's not okay. At the end of the day, you're in the public eye, you're somebody that's idolized or an artist or whatever the case may be. If you're not walking out of a private entrance or anything like that, your security should just be on guard to be able to maneuver people around from not being able to touch you. This dude did not run up on dude. He didn't like scream and holler like, oh my God. He didn't freak out. He wasn't fanboying out or nothing. He literally was walking and said one thing and dude hit him and then somebody else came and knocked his ass out. That was completely inappropriate. That was completely inappropriate. It didn't warrant that. He wasn't no threat. It's not like he had a gun on him or he was trying to kill Nardo. And even Nardo said that he totally did not agree with the situation.
Yeah, I'm just saying, but that wasn't necessary at all by any means. Mm-mm. And then the last thing I have for the whole social media situation, well, hopefully, let me say this at first. I hope that that man recover soon and he don't have, like, no major, you know, traumatizing injuries. Pray for that man.
He has a brain bleed. I think that's pretty serious.
No, I'm not saying that it ain't critical, but I just hope he recover quick.
See Diddy got released from all of his companies at this point.
Oh, I only seen Revolt. He got released from all the companies?
He got released as they released his partnership with Capital Preparatory School. So basically what's happening is, if y'all didn't see the actual lawsuit, Cassie didn't just sue Diddy. She sued him and all of his
every business,
and his connection, well, not connections, but partnerships, etc. So what ends up happening is when a lawsuit like that is filed, it goes to those companies and then their insurance companies either decide to settle or to take it to trial. So basically what I think is happening is that anything that's connected to him is deciding to settle on their end and then let him go because it's becoming a conflict of interest.
Liability, yeah.
Yeah, like he's costing them a lot of money at this point. So
I say kudos to Cassie for playing it smart. everybody does. And I can't say, you know, you're innocent until proven guilty, but I definitely think that these alleged encounters have some truth to them. If you, it was like a 35-page lawsuit. And I follow this girl who does like breakdowns of lawsuits and things like that. And she goes through them and she explains and she reads through them actually in the video. And as I was listening to her reading, and I think we might have touched on this before, but Cassie is literally quoting times, dates, hotels, like vivid memories, which if you are a victim, it's hard to forget those type of details, you know? Mm-hmm. So, like I said, she's giving time, dates, the type of car they were in, the people who were around. She's naming names. And when you are able to do stuff, when the lawsuit has a trigger warning on it, because you already know.
I also feel detailed. Like this, though. And
people get triggered easy, though.
Yeah. And it's like, forgive me if this is triggering to the person that we listen to, because I totally empathize and sympathize with those that have been through sexual abuse or any abuse of any type. So, trigger warning. My brain cannot correlate monetary value to the triggering event that happened. I feel like the only thing that will make me feel better, and again, I can't put myself in nobody's shoes, the only thing that will make me feel better is seeing that person suffer behind it. And monetary is not suffering. Like, to a certain extent, y'all suing high-profile people that money not even coming from them directly anyway. It's coming from businesses that they own or whatever. So it's not coming from them to make them broke. And they not serving no type of jail time. It's just a lawsuit. There's no...
Well, so with that being said, Cassie, what I mean by Cassie was really smart is that her main part of her lawsuit was human trafficking. So that opens it up for federal investigation. They can now go after Diddy if they want to on their own. So now she's opened it up using sexual and using sex trafficking as her leading, you know, her leading charge or her leading allegation. That now opens it up for a federal investigation. So she cannot, you know, I guess, charge him because of statutes of limitations on going to jail, but an investigation federally can now be done.
So that's why a lot more. Go ahead, sorry. If y'all seen, like, so this brings me to my next point too, because Cassie filed that lawsuit because a lot of those abuses or a lot of those situations happened in New York. So I don't know if y'all noticed, but like the Adult Survivor Act went into place last year. So in New York, over like 3,000 cases, lawsuits have been filed for sexual abuse since the law went in place. So it's like, y'all are filing lawsuits to get money from people that sexually abused you. So that's where I'm coming from with that aspect. So if it opens up a federal investigation, then fantastic. Like, I hope that he is brought to justice just like R. Kelly was. But it's more so for me to understand, what is the monetary value going to do about the fact that you were violated? Because it doesn't make
sense. Well, it might not be able to
get off.
Well, it's not able to do nothing, but because time has passed, a certain amount of time has passed, there is, like, I guess, nothing she can do as far as, like, charge him. And we got to think about at that time, which was a very long time ago, from what I've read, allegedly, Cassie was under a number of non-disclosure agreements, which I find that was definitely be one of the key factors, that she was under a lot of non-disclosure agreements. And when you're with somebody that's in such power like that, has so much money, she even detailed in her lawsuit that she tried to run away on several attempts, and he had people come and find her, threaten her family, bring her back to him with money, power, and things like that. It was even parts in the case where she revealed that when she would go to the doctor for female reasons or for reasons such as bruises and stuff like that, he had it to where her medical records were sent straight to him. And this is because she had signed so much paperwork thinking that, you know, her life was about to change and she was going to be this big old star, and that, you know, being manipulated maybe in the beginning, that you just signed your life away, not knowing. So you could speak out on some things, but that's what I feel about NDAs. Like, certain, you know, I think it should be certain disclosures with the, like, in NDAs, because, like, I can't say that you beat my ass, like, or you, you know, did some foul stuff to me because I signed this NDA. But I think that is a part of it. And I think it's just like, timing might be a right thing. Money doesn't change it. But hitting somebody in their pockets and in their ego, which is their image, I think it would take a greater toll on him you know, than it would maybe give her peace. So that might be just her way of getting back, you know, getting revenge. Because like you said, money can be thrown. But I know one thing that probably is hurting him is his image and his ego and all of that being damaged. So this does open up for the investigation.
We saw with R. Kelly that, for one, if we're looking about, like, positive publicity, then yeah, maybe. But publicity is publicity, no matter what it looked like. And in the show business or in Hollywood or whatever, people learn that. So it's like, as long as you're being talked about, that's all that matters. That's what's going to generate you money regardless. So we saw that with the R. Kelly situation. Like, R. Kelly went to jail for, like, sexually abusing or taking advantage of all these young ladies, right? Mm-hmm. We still listen to R. Kelly to this day. Like, have no issue with it whatsoever. Yeah. Because I'm just like, hey, look, I separate the artist from the music. I don't really give a fuck what they doing in their personal
life. I don't think nobody's canceling Diddy because I don't think
Who who actually even gave a fuck about Diddy before now?
I think this was something that everybody knows. I'm kind of like a documentary, especially like a hip hop fanatic. And it's a woman named Jaguar, right, who was blackballed from the industry. And she has been saying this online since like YouTube first came out and exposing, you know, these people. And she has now been like blackballed from industry, but she was around a lot of these people, you know, at a certain time. And she brought up a really good point. I'm not trying to get too deep in this topic, but she brought up a really good point and something I thought about. Uptown Records started with five people, and that was Diddy, Andre Harrell, I'll Be Sure, Kim Porter, and Heavy D. Mm-hmm. Andre Harrell is dead. Heavy D is dead. Kim Porter is dead. And I'll Be Sure damn near died from all five from some type of heart attack or, you know, cause that's under the table. Now, who
that
is left
kind
to
of
gain?
Suspicious.
Who is left to gain from that?
It's suspicious. But I don't think Diddy had anything to gain from Kim Porter dying because...
Well, she's allegedly was also abused and was coming out with a tell-all book. So this is what my next point is. All of these people besides Diddy that died from some type of heart attack thing was coming out with a tell-all book, which was Heavy D.
But Kim Porter did die from a heart attack.
What she died from, what they say she died from. It was, it might not have been a heart, toxins or something. No,
We're gonna circle back to this topic.
Yeah,
because
I can talk about this all day.
Because I see you on your conspiracy.
Theory.
You can literally Google it that it was two. What is it called?
I'm not saying you're wrong, but I just want to make sure we got all the facts to present it to the listeners.
All of this is alleged, so I'm just saying. But yeah, the first topic.
Go ahead, y'all. Ouch.
So, one other thing I wanted to tell you know, I'll bring that back at the end. Let's get to these topics. It's about something that one of my coworkers sent to me today. It was about a video. He sent me. It's pretty funny though. So the topic that we got in the chat. This says who is eligible to come to Thanksgiving dating during the holidays. So I'm gonna let y'all take it because I mean, me personally,
I feel like we talked enough. Can you go ahead and give us some decal?
Yeah, y'all did talk a lot, but
yeah, y'all did that. Y'all did that.
for Thanksgiving, Brad, to me, I'm not really big on the holidays and like group gatherings type of deal. So you gotta be. Like my old lady that come with me on like a holiday tip because I don't even like my family gatherings sometimes and all of that. So I really gotta like you to take you somewhere that I don't even like to be sometimes. You feel me? Like, come on now.
I kind of feel you on that though, Joy. I'm saying like, especially my family, man. My family can be
Boy, you ain't gotta say it. I already know.
But my thing is, if I'm not feeling you like that, I'm not gonna really bring you around them because now when I'm feeling somebody like that, and I'm bringing around them. My family like to play games. Like, so where's so and so at? You know what I'm saying?
All
right. I ain't even got time.
That's
for that.
Petty.
Hey, what about you, Kevin? It's Kevin.
What?
Hey.
This boy sleep.
No, I'm not. I'm just listening.
You so, are asleep.
I am not asleep. Trust me.
So, we were talking about family gatherings and who you was going to bring to family gatherings type of deal.
Well, I bring people. I don't know.
For like Thanksgiving, for example. So like, you know, for Thanksgiving dinner, how do you determine if you're gonna bring a shorty with you to the Thanksgiving dinner?
If you would have asked me that like 7-8 years ago, you gotta pass multiple steps.
Oh my god.
So start with my best friend. My best friend, if you can't pass my best friend, I'm cool. Mm-hmm. And then it start with my little sister. Like, if my best friend don't like you, I'm not bringing you around my family.
Your best friend who? A girl best friend?
Yep.
Oh, hell no.
Man, get the
fuck your best friend. Respectfully, what? Your best friend gotta sit here and judge me?
Hey, no, but I'm saying, like, I see where you're going, you know what I'm saying? Like, kind of like, if I got to get respect from the people that I really, that's close to me, before I bring you around my family, because they already know my family.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't say that it's a test for them to pass, because especially when it comes to, like, girl best friends and, like, guy best friends, y'all can't act like sometimes girl best friends don't have boundaries and they feel like nobody is good enough for you. So it's like, they went, oh yeah, she's okay, but I just feel like, no, she's not the right one. And but you need to start forming your own opinions. Everybody's not gonna have the same want for you or things that you should need in your life.
That's why I said 7 years ago, it changed.
So what is it now? We asking about present time.
I don't care if you don't come around my friend. I don't know. That's a question I really can't answer at the moment.
So would it be cool, like, let's say you met a shorty November 1st, would you bring her to the Thanksgiving dinner on the 23rd or whatever day Thanksgiving is?
No, not these time of days, because you don't know who that bitch got, who got that bitch location. You feel me?
What?
Like, bitches be shutting, bitches you're be right. Shutting niggas up. So, no.
Yeah, I feel your nigga. You
talking about Thanksgiving? Who's trying
who's
to find
pulling
you
up at Thanksgiving?
So y'all not listening. That's the key. Listen to what I'm saying. What I'm saying. He just said, if I met a chick November 1st, would I trust her enough to come to Thanksgiving? I said no, because certain dudes could probably have her location and they could pull up and do something to my family.
They can do that on any day.
But they no, can do that when she kicking you, no, you at your crib.
No, you, hey, you don't even know if Shorty's still in a relationship. I met you November 1st. So it's 22 more days.
My thing is, who the hell do y'all be dating that's after somebody?
No, it ain't about it. You never
it's
know.
Not even about that. It's always thinking on your toes.
I get that, but like, who? What kind of gangster thug ass bitches is y'all dating?
I'm just saying.
We talking about, I mean, that could have happened if she was kicking it at your crib and somebody got her location, they could have pulled up. So I don't think that makes a difference on Thanksgiving. If anybody pulled up all this time, why would they magically just pull up on Thanksgiving?
Because I'm not even giving you my location. We're not meeting nowhere near my house. We're not meeting nowhere. I don't know you. I know you less than a month, and you think I'm finna let you come to where my mama stay for Thanksgiving? No.
So how
what
long?
What kind of
like,
bitches do y'all be dating? That's what I want. What kind of bitches do y'all be dating?
No, I mean, but first of all,
y'all be dating nice, wholesome women.
But think about it though. We talked about it on the last show that you really don't know a person's true colors until probably like 6 months into getting to know them. So I get what Calvin's saying. Like 30 days ain't enough time, but
time if you actually are intentional and you utilize your enough time, your 30 days to actually get to know that person. The problem is that when y'all start dating people, y'all see them once a week or once every 3 weeks or some shit like
how
that.
Often you supposed to see them?
But my thing is, y'all don't even really be trying to get to know that person. It'd be super like puppy, like, hey, what's your favorite color? Well, what do you like to eat? Like, you really get into like knowing somebody. You could get to know a lot about a person in 30 days.
Whether you know them or not, it's just like, okay, I know this person. I met this person 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago. But to me, I just feel like any event like a family function, if you're not certainly sure about them, you know, maybe it wouldn't be productive for you to bring them around your family, especially because the next time you see your family, they're going to be asking you about like, oh, what's such and such and such and such. Like,
you should be honest with your family. Like, hey, I'm dating this girl. I want to bring her to Thanksgiving. I want y'all to get a feel for like who she is and let me know what y'all think about her. I don't, especially if it's not Like, some people family events are super intimate. Some people family events is a whole bunch of people. Like, the whole gang is there. It's about 50 people, 6 people. But if you all, if it's an intimate Thanksgiving dinner where y'all all sit at the table, it's only about 4 or 5 people, I totally get it. That's real intimate. But if it's a family Thanksgiving that it's a bunch of people and she's just kind of around, just floating around, it honestly gives you a better idea of who she is, because other people is having conversations with her. You can ask your family how they felt about her, et cetera. So I feel like it just depends on what setting you bringing somebody into as well.
But yeah, you bringing somebody around, you bringing somebody around your family that you don't know, you don't even know this person.
Listen, I'll give y'all 2 examples. My ex, I did the same thing where I felt like I didn't want to bring him around my family until I felt okay enough to do so. But that's when I was, at that point, I was already like in strong like with him and all of these different things. And then when I introduced him to my family, none of them liked him. So it was really a waste of time, to be honest. I could have did that up front and y'all could have saw the shit that I wasn't seeing.
But I'm introducing you to somebody that, hey, look, I'm not even sure that I'm going to be with. You know what I'm saying?
You're not sure until you're sure. But I will say, I can't say for me that I'm into like bringing people around my family early or quick, just because of the type of family that I have. Like, I gotta know you locked in to see and know some of the stuff that be like transpiring, because it could be a lot sometimes. And then it could be a lot, like on me, I do agree with the fact that like some people and some people families, when you bring somebody and say, okay, it didn't work out, then it's like, now it's like the gossip of the family. Like, well, she must not be with him no more. You know, blah, blah. And yeah. I mean, family shouldn't be like that, but it be like that sometimes. But I also do not have a problem with just introducing people to, and like, if you're so happen to be in the car with me on Thanksgiving, I got to go by my grandma's house. Like, I'm not going to drop you off because I got to go by there.
Let you sit in the car.
Or make you sit in the car. I mean, like, because at the end of the day, until you my man, you're somebody I'm dating or you're just my friend, you know, until then. So there's nothing.
I'm
going to
call you by name. Hi, this is so-and-so. And we said the same thing when we had the discussion the other day when we was talking about introducing kids. Until you put a title on it, people don't know who that is. So if I say, hey, guys, this could be my guy friend. Hey, this is my my guy friend so-and-so. They be like, oh, hey, what's up, blah, blah, blah. When you start being like, hey, this is somebody that I'm dating, then that's when they start like, oh, well, let me super figure out who he is and what he about and blah, blah, blah. Stop putting a label on stuff.
I wouldn't say I do it, but I wouldn't say that I'm opposed to it. I wouldn't say that I do it because I really, I haven't brought up a lot of it. I'm not opposed to it, but I just haven't did it. Like, it ain't that I wouldn't do it. I just have not done it.
Okay, I get what you're saying.
I have.
So you be the new guy on Thanksgiving, then the family got to meet another guy on Christmas.
Hey, listening to this conversation, and I'm sorry, Kiara, but listening to this conversation, knowing what we was talking about in our group chat the other day is hilarious. And I'm gonna explain it.
What was we talking about in the group chat?
It don't even matter right now. Yeah, I know. Explain it offline.
No, explain it on the episode.
Well, you know, we was talking about, like, you know what I'm saying, how dudes could clap. Yeah, well, a dude could clap, you know what I'm saying? You know, then the same day type of deal. So, I mean, it's not really hard to believe that, you know, having somebody around your family in 30 days, you know. Anyway, it's not important. But
then they want to tell you how good you can do it.
You feel me?
Come on.
What? Anyway.
That's why I said I was going to explain it offline.
Who people are, that's the thing. This person is a person. This ain't shit.
That person could be a serial killer.
It ain't no serial
killers are people too.
I know who this is, but y'all ain't got to put I'm not going to put no label on it if it's not no label. So they wouldn't know if it's a fucking label or not, because I ain't say it was. And if y'all want to create y'all own goddamn narrative, that's what y'all going to do regardless. But that ain't what I said this was. So I had plans with somebody and we stopped by my parents' house beforehand, or like I had to pick something up. Hey, this is so and so by name. They'd be like, hi, so and so. I didn't say, hey, this is my boyfriend or this is somebody I'm dating. Like,
all right, so let me ask this. Let me pose this question. Let's say you meet somebody new, and man or woman, don't really matter. You meet somebody new, it's October 31st. You know what I'm saying? You meet them at Halloween, you want to bring them to Thanksgiving, you're really feeling them, blah, blah. And you bring them to Thanksgiving, and now something happened, somebody accused them of doing something, blah, 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 blah. You really don't know that person.
Accused them of doing what?
stealing, accuse them of being inappropriate with somebody, just anything. Again,
these are things that y'all need to be doing before you bring.
But what I'm saying is you don't know that person.
But you can if you do the work to know that person. The problem is it don't take you 6, 7 months or a year.
Hold on, CIA. Hold on, Inspector Gadget.
It don't take you that long.
All I'm saying to you is in 30 days, especially with how much people normally work and people who got kids and people who got other stuff going on, in 30 days, to me, I'm not going to know off bat if somebody is a thief. If somebody is a child molester or if somebody is inappropriate or somebody, you know what I'm saying? You don't know those things.
Because y'all don't put in enough effort to figure those things out.
So y'all running background checks on niggas?
Hell yeah. My case, everything. I'm checking everything.
I'm definitely into my case.
Into my case the first time I even meet you. Like,
I need to know if you got domestic violence. You got domestic violence.
What if it ain't in there, though? What if it ain't in there, though?
Everything's in my case if you're from Indiana.
This is what I'm saying.
What if they from Kansas?
There's a system in Kansas. There's a system for every state that you could look at. It's a free database because it's public information.
All I'm saying but what is I would everything say is ain't going to be on the internet.
It don't take, if people would stop taking the first 30 days as playtime, like, this is my time to flirt and be cute and like, oh my gosh, I just think you're so cute and blah, blah, blah. Start actually asking people real questions that actually matter. Like, hey.
Well, the problem, BK, y'all, is that people don't be dating with intention. So if this is exactly. we're trying to clap as much as possible. Clap. Right. So then, yeah, you might not be bringing her around your fam because you're just trying to get
clap down as on much as possible.
But if this is somebody that you're putting time and effort into,
shut up, Jordan. Because that's what y'all be doing. So it's like, why y'all just bringing somebody y'all clap to Thanksgiving anyway?
You're right.
We're talking about real intentional relationships.
None of the dudes said we would do it. You know?
But what I'm saying is that 30 days do not matter. You could do the same shit that you're going to find out in 30 days, the same shit you can find out in 6 months. It's just a matter of how quick are you trying to find that shit out. If you genuinely have intentions with this person, it's not hard to dig deep and ask those hard-ass questions. What's your family dynamic like? What's your relationship like with your mama? What's your relationship like with your siblings? What's the hardest thing you ever went through? What's your relationship like with your ex? How did that end? And what was your part in it? Like, name a time that a chick that you just started dating asked you, what was your part in the end of your last relationship?
Every time that I've moved on, the new shorties don't never want to talk about the old.
Exactly. But they should. What was the reason your last relationship ended and what was your part in it? If you can't tell me, nothing wrong.
That's not necessarily true because I honestly, not a lot of my relationships, but some of my relationships, like I've been talking to the next person while I was talking to the last person. Look, shorties don't want to hear that shit. Hell yeah.
Okay, but that's what I'm saying. People are not intentional enough because that's something I'm asking so I can figure out who you are. Okay, in your last relationship, you wasn't serious and you were not faithful. You cheated, basically, is what you're saying. So,
but it sounds like it sounds like they're looking for a reason to disqualify somebody.
It's not a reason. Really digging deep because now I'm asking the next question is, well, what are your intentions with this relationship? Do you intend on doing the same thing? Or do you feel like you'll do the same
thing? How do you know it's going to be a relationship within 30 days?
No, you don't. You ask that shit up front. That's being intentional.
But what if they lie?
First of all, I'm not even giving you 30 days of my time. If you off rip, tell me like shit. In my next relationship, I probably am going to cheat. Well, get the fuck out of my face.
What if they going to lie? You fit most dudes ain't going to say, I'm going to cheat on you. Most dudes going to do it in quiet.
Most dudes be caught off guard and don't even know what to say. Most niggas be caught off guard and don't even know what to say because nobody ever asked them that before ever in life.
What'd you say, Kevin?
She keep talking, so I'm just wait.
Go ahead, let Kay out of finish. I'm interested.
I'm starting to clash with Calvin like I was with Jordan.
Because dudes be lying off top, you feel me? And the thing is, a lot of the time, there isn't easy truth dynamics in men and women relationships because the reality is a lot of... y'all go yell at me for this. A lot of women don't really want to hear the truth. And I put it to a point by saying, like, it was this shorty on a show. I forgot what podcast she was on. And the dude was hitting on all cylinders, doing everything that women say that they like.
and she was a little creeped out by it because y'all don't really like what y'all say y'all like.
Bingo.
You know what I'm saying?
Not even just that, Jordan. Women, is when they get older, they gotta ask those questions because
they running out of time.
The older they get, they not gonna get married. A lot of people ain't gonna marry no 40-year-old single woman.
Yeah. Damn, Jordan Jr.
Yeah. No, I'm being dead serious though. It's a lot of people that's 40 and single because they didn't.
You played in your 20s.
They needed to do in their 20s and 30s.
We're right. Gonna keep letting men on this podcast talk about what women want and what they be talking about. But we can't never tell y'all what y'all be lying and talking about. And what I be wanting women to do more of. And any woman that's listening to this podcast right now, y'all listen to this episode. Instead of being quiet and talking amongst your homegirls about how niggas is ran through and how niggas are undesirable after a certain age, we didn't start talking about the shit in public. Because the problem is, we don't talk about it in public. So y'all think that it's never talked about or it's not a thing. The same way y'all be talking about how women's times be up and shit like that, it'd be the same thing for men. We're just way more graceful about it because we're just empathetic ass people. Y'all be trying to be so hard body and so cutthroat about women and when their time is up and all this other extra shit. When it's like, y'all time be up real fast. Y'all be wanting to go through y'all 20s, used up, fucked up, sucked up, all that shit, and then get to y'all 40s and want to settle down with somebody that ain't had no experience. Why is that fair? That ain't fair at all. Y'all used up, sucked up, have fucking erectile dysfunction and all types of shit, and then still think y'all the prize. And hey, all we on, do guys, is I laugh behind y'all back.
Yeah. Go ahead, Jordan. Funny. Go ahead, Jordan.
All right, so, I mean, and I know we off on a tangent again, but I love these conversations because it's real interesting. I think wholeheartedly the dynamics are different, number one. But honestly, the only reason that men operate the way they do is because of women. If you look at like, younger women, most younger women want older, established dudes. You know what I'm saying? That's who women pick.
For money.
You know what I'm saying? It's not necessarily for money.
It is
all
for
the
money.
Time.
I'm telling you from a woman's perspective.
Okay, okay. So even if it is for money, the reality of it is y'all pick them.
For
y'all
stability,
make,
because
okay,
don't
but
have
but
stability.
Hear me out. People aren't getting married for not having stability. So again,
they are.
If younger women are picking older dudes to get with, that just means the older women are gonna pick from who. Who are they gonna pick from? If the younger women want the older dudes, who are the older women gonna pick from?
The older women are definitely picking younger men. You don't
okay,
see
so,
that all the time.
So hold up. So the younger
fun.
But let me just clarify this. So the older women, if they're picking younger men to be partners with, do you honestly think that the younger men are gonna take the older women seriously?
Listen, no, it's a lot of men that take older women serious because older women can actually teach you something and provide certain things. If the man is not stuck in ego,
but
a
this
lot
is
of
my
older
question
women
here.
Decide not to get men their age because men their age typically don't have anything to offer at certain ages that they already do not have it. So once
but
you
let
get 45-ish and you ain't got shit going for yourself, it's really no hope for you as a man.
But let me,
at 45,
let me say this.
I can marry a man that's stable and have everything in the world going for me. So
as a younger man, just being transparent with you, it's a red flag for a young man to see an older woman. Like, you went through your whole life and nobody picked you?
Or they prefer older women because older women are more mature and some men don't like dumb, stupid-ass young
women.
I think
older women tend to be stuck in their ways. And I think that's
some men
why...
like that if it's a positive way.
Maybe... But how can it be
for the majority? Like,
I said, maybe. I said maybe, but then I said if it is positive, if you really, you know what I'm saying, doing everything that you doing as a woman, nobody picked you.
It's not about being picked. Why you always think that nobody picks the woman?
Well, because men propose.
You
know what I'm saying?
It don't matter. A lot of the times we turn down proposals. You know how many times I've been proposed to in my life and I turned all of their ass down? Because 9 times out of 10, it's not the one that the woman wants. Yes, we have to be the one to wait. But again, y'all be popping out with proposals after y'all done did all the fucked up shit that y'all did. No, we're not getting married. Move around. So y'all be for the proposal. Y'all are the ones
that
end up
what's the fucked up shit, though? Like, what
end up being the ones that say no.
What's the fucked up shit, though, that dudes doing? Cheating?
What do you mean? It's a lot of fucked up shit that men do. Like, be narcissistic, not be emotionally available, not provide the finances, not be protectors, be cheaters. Like, a lot of shit that y'all can do that would make women not want to marry y'all or not make y'all candidates to be good husbands. So So we don't allow y'all to be hurt.
So why stay? Why keep giving them a chance?
What?
So why stay?
So I got something to say. Can y'all hear me?
We can hear you.
Cause they going hard up in this mug.
Hard in the motherfucking paint, nigga.
I'm like, what the fuck? About? I'm like, hello. Anyways, I just want to say that I think from the end of the time, that's been the name of the game. Men always have liked younger women. Younger women has always liked older men. I think it's just the opposite, the law of attraction. You know what I'm saying? Like, a woman wants to feel protected and provided for, and that usually can come from somebody older and established. A man wants to feel like their ego is being stroked, that they're having fun, that they're living in their prime, even when they're not. And a younger woman can sometimes do that. I don't think that, what's the big deal? What are we arguing about?
Because Jordan feels like older women are undesirable.
I mean, listen.
You just don't desire older women. Just say that.
I would say most young dudes don't.
Do you not think
desire,
like, a Nia Long is desirable, or like
I would not wife a Nia Long at her age.
But
I
you also would wife younger women because of who your personality is.
I don't think that's true either.
I feel like it is. Isn't Jada younger than you?
Yeah,
exactly.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, you know, on average, most dudes are looking for a younger woman. That's
why
that's
is that?
That's exactly what I said. Most men are looking for younger women, and most women are looking for older men.
And older women, they look for younger women because they're not experienced, so it's easier for y'all to run with y'all agendas.
Well, younger women are typically less damaged than older women.
No, they're not. They're very dialable and retarded, to be quite honest. And that's why a lot of men pick younger women, because they're easier to control and manipulate to go along with what their plan is. And that's nothing bad about that, because some of
them want to play, and that's okay. Because we just said that women pick these men because they got stability. So what you're saying is, if the man has stability and a woman wants to be with him, and he also wants to be with that younger woman, he's just doing it to control her, but she's looking for stability, so that's okay.
But that's
so what we're saying is, it's okay for
that,
shorty to look
the outside looking in. You can still look at it as control. If that nigga say jump, you're gonna say how high, and that's gonna look like control. But you may not feel like it's control. You could feel like that's him leading, and that's okay. It works for y'all. It's not a bad thing.
That's what I'm saying.
It just
we only got 9 minutes, and we got 2 more questions that we got to go over.
Oh my heavens!
So it said, how do you know when you're giving too much in a new dating situation?
When you crying about it?
When you crying?
When you crying about it?
What you crying for?
I'm not saying I'm crying like I've ever.
No,
cried
not
about
you.
A situation.
I'm talking about, why would somebody be crying?
Cause you giving too much.
You feel like I'm
don't act like it ain't people all over social media getting on camera crying. We was just talking about this the other day.
They crying because they giving too much
I'm
in their
sure
relationship.
The listeners have missed this so much.
They cry. They
you know what
cry
saying? Like
they
get on the internet, push record just to cry. You know what I'm saying?
Wait, they crying about giving too much in new relationships?
They could be.
Man,
oh my god,
he trolling. Anyways. So,
I'm dead ass, bro. Like,
I ain't never seen nobody get on the internet and do that.
I think giving too much in a relationship when you have to start to when you're telling yourself like maybe I need to pull back. Like once you start having conversations with yourself, it's obviously because you know you're not getting some type of reciprocation. And once you start saying like maybe I need to stop doing so much, it's usually because you're not getting some type of
reciprocation.
But have you told
that person that's what you want though?
You can
that's the crazy part about it. You know what I'm saying? If you ain't told the person that you trying to be with your
expectations. Why do you need to tell somebody that you want to be in a relationship with that you need reciprocity?
Because niggas ain't mind readers,
bro. Yeah, communication is very important. So you really do have to.
I'm not like
everybody's definition of a relationship is different.
Well, I would say for me, if I'm dating somebody, this goes back to what Yada said about having those conversations early on. If I'm dating somebody, I'm really setting my expectations of what dating looks like for me in those first few days. One of the questions that I always ask somebody is like, what do you consider dating? What are you looking for? You usually get your answers within those two kind of questions right there as far as the surface things of what is somebody looking for? What do they want out of this connection? And what do they expect? So that's for me. For number two, I'm not saying that when I say reciprocity that they have to give you exactly what you're giving them. Like if you're cooking them meals, they have to cook you meals. I'm saying that if you're giving in any relationship and you're not getting anything back to the point where you have to question why am I giving, then that's an issue.
Hey, let me say this real quick because I don't want to forget it. It's on my mind. I think to the dynamic between younger women and older men, I think younger men are less likely to want to settle down versus an older man type of deal. And that's just my opinion. I could be wrong.
But I feel like that's older. That's people in general, not just.
Well, I'm bringing this full circle to Nakiva's point. Like, if you go into a relationship and, you know, you in your 20s and you laying it on heavy with, like, yo, I want a dude to do this. And if you're not going to do this, then it ain't going to work.
That's not what I said, though. See,
I know, but hold up. But I'm just saying, you're setting expectations. You're telling them what you want. You're telling them how, you know, you picture the relationship being. I'm not saying that you're wrong for doing that, because you're 100% correct for telling somebody, yo, this is what I'm expecting.
Well, the first thing I said I'm doing is I'm asking them, what do they think dating is and what does that look like for them? Because at that point, I have a decision to make. Once they tell me what they're interested in, and what they want it to look like, then I have the playing field of whether I'm about to leave or staying, if this is something I want to do. So there is no laying on heavy, because I'm going to know we're on the same page from asking you those leading questions.
Yeah, you don't just go into it making your demands. You have to really figure out, like, who you even dealing with. Like, hey,
you're not looking for nothing serious, you just want to hang out, maybe go have drinks sometimes, then it if is that's what I'm on at the time, maybe that's cool. If that's not what I'm on, then I'm gonna let you know, like, you know what, I'm kind of looking for something a little bit more serious, you know, maybe we could be friends, but as far as us being romantic, this not gonna work out.
And but I've had that happen before, where it's like a guy was interested in me, I really wasn't catching on that he was interested, we went out, and he wanted to, you could tell he wanted to have an additional conversation. So I had to, like, beat it out of him for him to tell me what his expectation was. And basically, he just wanted a sexual relationship. And I was like, I appreciate you for being honest. Like, I'm not going to beat you over the head, but that's just not the space that I'm in right now. And he was like, well, I appreciate you for saying that, because it would have just been a waste of time if we would have continued.
And it's not to say that women are always in the space of wanting to be in a relationship.
Yeah.
Sometimes we are in a space that we want to just be cool. We want somebody to take us out. We want to just hang. We want to just have a person that's our person, you know, for whatever reasons, whether it's just sex, whether it's like some type of intimacy, companionship, just somebody to hang out with. The same thing that go through me and man sometimes go through our man. So it's not just like every time we're interested in somebody that we're beating into them that this is what we want, this is how you got to act. Or controlling, it's just giving you the option whether that's the space you're in to fuck with that person or not.
All right, guys, we got 4 minutes. We got four minutes left. We got one more question.
Oh, yeah.
The next question is, how many kids are too many when you're getting in a new relationship?
One.
Hey,
you got a kid.
I don't give a fuck. He asked what my preference was.
So, Kevin, since you don't have no kids and you... How many you going into a new relationship? How many you say?
I'm not dating a woman with kids. That's a red flag.
I don't think I got. Oh God, here we go. I don't think I have a number, D, just to put it out there. I will say I don't need. As long as you take care of your kids and you don't got no baby mama issues, and it's not like super overwhelming to the point where we can't even have a relationship because you got so many children, then I don't mind. It's really to me how much you take care of your kids and what kind of drama you got. Because right now I'm 5 kids in with the dude that I'm dating, and I don't know. I feel like one
is cool as long as, and honestly, it's debatable to a certain extent. Like, most of the time, women don't, even if you do have a kid, it's not off. That we don't want to deal with child kids, it's we don't want to deal with the baby mamas. So if you got one kid and you got a terrible ass baby mama, I'm not trying to deal with that. So no, I don't want to deal with you and your one kid. But if you got 3 kids and they all by the same woman and she's absolutely a fucking joy, then I really don't mind that you have 3 kids. You feel me? So it really just depends on the situation, I guess.
If she's a joy, then they would still be together.
No, I mean, separated and she's not a bitter ass baby mama.
I mean, why y'all not together if she's so delightful?
Because she's probably not. They probably not controlling. Don't
something
talk
sounds suspicious.
Controlling.
I'm he's not talking, bro. That's a dead ass question.
No, it's not a dead ass question. You got to be good people and be just because you're a good person don't mean y'all compatible at all.
I mean, so wait a minute. You had 3 kids by this lady.
They could have been married or something, and the marriage didn't last. Like, they could have had kids a while ago.
Face, she's a cool
BM.
Yeah, but that don't mean that she was a pain in the ass where they just fucked up after they got they left each other.
I hear what you're saying. I hear what you're saying, don't but throw. To me, to don't me, throw. If don't she's throw. Such a pleasant person,
hey, yeah, we
because being out pleasant out doesn't out require out you to be with
her. Kevin, shut up. You just want to go to sleep.
We all got one minute.
We at our limit.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, we got 1 minute. Okay. Hey, man, we want to give a shout-out to all the 24 fans that we have that made our show number one on Spotify.
Yeah.
Spotify updates are going up. So we got 24 fans out there that made our podcast number one show that they listen to.
Woo-hoo!
Hey, guys, dope. It's been another episode of the D-Start Show, and we're out.
We out.